Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for being with us today for this period of biblical study on this Sunday morning. We enjoy very much these studies with you and trust that the program is followed up by you reading the scripture and seeing the scripture in the light in which it is, context that is given, and practice that way of life. We're talking about the righteousness of God today. The righteousness of God that is described in the Bible is the righteousness by which we should live and behave ourselves. Sometimes there are those preachers who go to Romans chapter 10 in reference to the righteousness of the Lord coming to a close. And it is noted in this regard a particular thing that is sometimes left out when all the righteousness of God has come to a close. We're talking about the righteousness of God which He urged us to do and urged us to follow. And this is the way in which he describes it. It is noted in Romans chapter 9, and beginning at verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have obtained to the righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. And they stumbled as that stumbling block. And they found themselves written off because they lay in Zion, a stumbling stone and rock of offense. And they found themselves not believing on him, and they shall be ashamed. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I bear them record, he goes on in chapter 10 to say, I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the depths? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But saith it that the word is nigh, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt confess in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they that call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? And if it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. They've not what? Listen to it now in Romans 10 at verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, how shall they hear? Verily, verily, their sound went throughout the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah was very bold and saith, I was found of him, and sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long have I stretched forth mine hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. That closes out Romans chapter 10. And it tells us the type of righteousness that does not save us. The type of righteousness which is our own. We make it up. We fix it up. We have it manifest to others in the words that we say to them. And as a result, that righteousness does not save. But there is a righteousness that does save. It's the righteousness that is of God. It's the righteousness that is taught of the gospel. It's the righteousness that is obeyed in the gospel. And as we find ourselves obeying that right way of doing things, we find ourselves forgiven by God, and hope of salvation is within us. Think about that for a minute as we think about these particular things. What's Paul saying to these people who have taught themselves their own righteousness? Followed their own righteousness, obeyed their own righteousness, that it is not of God, that it's not going to save them. That is not the way that God wanted to do it. He wanted them to have the righteousness that is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as a result of that gospel, they would find themselves confessing that gospel. Deep within their heart, they find themselves believing that gospel, and they would rejoice with this righteousness that saves them from their sins. Paul will go on to say in regard to those people who lived under the Old Testament time, that they really were saved when they came back to God and obeyed His way. Romans chapter 11, he goes on to say, I say then, hath God cast away His people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away His people, which He foreknew. Wot not that the scripture saith of Isaiah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, The Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars. I am left alone, and they seek my life. What saith the Lord in answer to him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal, to the image of Baal. Even so, them at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which it seeketh for, but the election which obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According to that which is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes they have not to see, ears they could not hear, unto this day. And David saith, Let this table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their backs away. And I said them, Have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, and to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the righteousness of the world, and the diminishing of them the righteousness of the Gentiles, how much more their fathers? Their fullness is done. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke by stimulation, by emulation, them that are of my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the rewarding or reconciliation of the world, how shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. I want you to notice that in this regard, Paul is saying to them and noting to them that their future restoration to God, their hope for salvation is through the gospel, not through their own works, their own righteous ways, and their own conduct. I teach members of Churches of Christ this very idea, that it's not through our works of righteousness, not through our doing things aright, but through obeying what the Lord says is the right thing to do. Following the Lord in His righteous way of telling us what is right to do. He goes on to say in Romans 11, verse 17, For if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being the wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partaketh of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, then beareth not the root, but the root thereof. And thou wilt say then the branches are broken off that I may be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed that he also not spare thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. On them which fail, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off. And these also, they abide not till unbelief, but shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. And if thou wert out of the olive tree, were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into the good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And so also all of Israel shall be saved, as it is written, There shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my covenant unto them, that I will take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and callings of God are without recompense. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through their mercy they may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Going back to Isaiah in reference to this matter, He quotes then cites this passage, and he notes to them, "Who hath first given to him, who hath been recompensed unto him again, and of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom glory be forever. Amen." To him be glory forever. Peace that he has brought to you and me, as he has brought this gospel to you and me. This is the righteousness of God. This is the teaching of the Lord. This is the way that we all should come and follow. And as a result of that, we find ourselves enjoying this relationship with God. I went to the book of Romans because of the idea that Paul would write to the Romans in Romans chapter 6, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein?" Don't you remember that when we were baptized into the death of Christ, we were raised to walk in newness of life? He goes on to say in Romans 6 and verse 18, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart." From what? From the heart. From the depth of your heart. "Have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you, being then made free from sin." They obeyed what? That form of doctrine delivered to them. They were then made free from sin and became the servants of righteousness. Servants of what? Right conduct. Righteousness. The righteousness of God. That's why I went back to the book of Romans in this regard. This is the time when they found themselves believing in Christ, being baptized into his death, raised to walk in newness of life. They obeyed that form of doctrine delivered to them. They became the servants of God in righteousness as they did so. What a blessing they had for themselves and for their way of life. He notes to them that they can be saved the same way in the Israelite market and in the Gentiles market as they were in the day in which they were saved by the gospel teaching that they were given. Is that not a wonderful thing to note and a wonderful, peaceful thing to have? These people that came to Christ Jesus and came to him in love and came to him in faith and came to him in hope were obedient to him. That's why it tells us in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things that he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obeyed him." That's the way in which he found salvation for them as they became obedient to him. Notice what it said there in Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. "Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things that he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obeyed him." To all them that disobeyed him, never got around to obeying him, didn't understand the message, and therefore they didn't understand the way of salvation was through Christ Jesus by living faith in him. No. By living faith in him, they obeyed him, they followed his way. And notice in Romans 6, they obeyed him when they were baptized into his death. They were then raised to walk a newness of life. You can do that very same thing today. You can leave the denominations of men. You can flee the teachings of mankind. You can begin to preach and teach the fullness of the gospel by this faith that is living in him and this righteousness that he describes here. You can live in that way and faithfully serve the cause of God. This is the way of life that he talks about here. And it's the way that I have unveiled to you in these last 11 weeks of time as we talked about this gospel message. I trust that you will read it again, that you'll consider it again new, and that you will be obedient to this righteousness that he describes as salvation for the Gentiles and Israelites and all of mankind. Many of you talk about the songs that are sung at the end of the program, and that you've enjoyed very much the songs that are sung at the end of the program. And today we find a time that we can have these songs to be sung once again as you reflect upon these verses in Romans chapters 10, 9, 10, and 11 about salvation from sin, about the description that is given in Romans chapter 6 about their obeying the Lord, about the description that's given in 2 Peter chapter 2 in reference to this matter, and in chapter 3. And I hope that you'll read that and follow along with the teaching and become people who are saved from sin by the righteousness that you practice of God. Thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson speaking.